host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rockdale Publications Quill. During today's program, I'll be sharing an excerpt written by Dr. Joey Hancock in the Devotions for Bird Hunters book. I'll also be sharing an article I wrote a number of years ago called 10 Gobblers. So we'll be talking a little bit about quail and a little bit about turkeys. Thanks for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed today's program. I'm going to share during this time from the Devotions for Bird Hunters book. And this entry is written by Dr. Joey Hancock. And Dr. Hancock is an incredible person. In 2006, he was Georgia Inspirational Author of the Year. He's a comedian. He's a musician. He was a pastor for 30 years with the Southern Baptist denomination. In the 1990s, he was one of the top 10 turkey hunters in Alabama, and he's guided for decades, guided for quail and turkey. So he's an incredible person, and this entry is titled, "If You Pull the Trigger, They Will Fall," and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is a confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." The morning hunt began, just like many others had over the 20-plus years that I had been guiding. The clients were excited about being on a southern plantation hunting the king of the south, the bobwhite quail. You can tell whether these folks are hunters or just hunters for the day at the invite of a corporate sponsor. The hunters in the group will have worn pants, dirty vests, and smooth, oily guns with hours of operation. Now, on the other hand, the hunters for the day will have on new brush pants, shirts and vests, and hats provided by the host. Often they will have borrowed guns, but I have never minded taking the hunters for a day. They seem to be very appreciative of all you do as a guide and of the dogs. Here's a tip for you when you use a guide. Remember, the guide can make you or break you, especially on a hunt where you are hunting release game or game that he must call in. Be friendly to the guide, and he will be friendly to you. Often guides get asked the most interesting questions. One fellow last year handed me his gun and wanted to know if it had a safety. He didn't ask where the safety was or how to operate it. He wanted to know if it had one. I told him that it didn't have a safety, nor did it use shells either. You just point it and the birds will fall. That kind of a guy will keep you on your toes. More than once, I've seen this story played out in the fields of the South. The dogs will lock up on a covey. Standing there, they shake with excitement and anticipation. I will position the hunters for the safest and best shot. Then Maddie, my Boykin Spaniel, would flush the covey. The air would fill with whirling wings and that thunderous sound of these wonderful little birds getting airborne. I waited for the report of the gun, but nothing. No one even shot, and the birds scattered into the tree line across the field while the dogs looked up at me as if to say, "Here we go again." "Why didn't you shoot?" I asked. "I didn't know which one to shoot," always came the reply. "Don't worry," I tell the hunters. "In the next covey, shoot the ones with the blinking red hats that I put on them to help you out." Usually we all laugh, and then I explain how to make a safe, clean shot. You don't harvest a bird unless you pull the trigger. It works that way every time. Making the right choice is a difficult call many times. That is why God offers us his help in making choices. But you must ask for his help, or if you please, pull the trigger. Don't just stand there in the field of life trying to figure it all out on your own. Pull the trigger and ask God for his help. Lord, thank you for your willingness to be my personal guide. Give me the courage to discern and trust your guidance and then help me to step out in faith. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So writes Dr. Joey Hancock. And when we come back, I'll be sharing with you an article I wrote a number of years ago titled 10 Gobblers.
Devotions for Bird Hunters, edited by Dr. Tom Rako, is a unique collection of devotions that are written by and for bird hunters. Selections include Lessons from a Bird Dog, Dead Cow Blues, When Life Throws You a Load of Buckshot, Crossing Jordan, Turkey Seasons, and much more. Whether one's passion is quail hunting in the south, pheasant hunting in the north, or calling gobblers in the spring, Devotions for Bird Hunters will prove to be an inspiration. Devotions for Bird Hunters contains a collection of 25 devotional entries by 8 different authors. Each devotional entry begins with a suggested Bible reading, tells a true story or experience, and then concludes with a brief prayer. And yet the book itself is small enough to carry in your hunting jacket. To order your copy of Devotions for Bird Hunters, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Be sure and visit rockdove.com today.
I was surrounded by 10 gobblers. Some were strutting, several were walking and feeding, a couple were laying down in the dust. Periodically, a turkey would disappear over a knoll, but then a few minutes later, its head would suddenly reappear on the horizon like a submarine periscope. It seemed turkey eyes were everywhere. I was hunting with my longbow in South Dakota and crawling on my stomach through short brown grass in order to get a few yards closer to a large Merriam wild turkey. Every few minutes, when about a 5-second window of opportunity presented itself, I scurried forward. However, it was hard to keep my eyes on all those turkey eyes. Nevertheless, according to the Bible, God sees things that even 10 gobblers cannot. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, we're told, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good," 15 verse 3. And in the New Testament, the writer of Hebrews reminds us, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account," Hebrews 4:13. Do you realize that right now you are being watched? Recently, I was in a convenience store. The clerk there told me that he had no intention of stealing anything, but pointing to a camera above, he said, "It bothers me to realize I'm being watched." How about you? Does it bother you to know you are being watched? See, King David, knowing that the Lord's eyes were upon him, was a source of great comfort. He declared, "Your eyes saw my unformed body," Psalm 139, verse 16. David knew that the Lord was watching, not to condemn, but to help. He stated, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry," Psalm 34, verse 15. Friend, the fact is, the Creator of the universe has been watching you your entire life. Yes, he knows about your sins and failures and my sins and failures. Even so, he looks at us with eyes of love. He has seen every tear that has ever cut its way across your cheek. He has observed every broken dream. He knows about each disappointment. Indeed, he sees what 10 gobblers can't. He sees the difference Jesus Christ would make in your life if only you would receive him or trust him. He wants to help you, even as he revealed to another Old Testament king in 2 Chronicles 16:9. "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Is your heart fully committed to him? He's looking for an opportunity to help you. Will you let him? Well, when we come back, I'll have some closing remarks.
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guard Rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
I'm glad that God sees things that we don't. I think of how in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, we're told how Samuel the prophet was called to anoint a new king. And it was the Lord who saw things that Samuel could not. Samuel was a godly man. He was a prophet. God had spoken to him. But Samuel initially thought, when he went to go and anoint this new king, that David's older brother was the man for this royal job. Nevertheless, the Lord stepped in and stopped Samuel from making the wrong decision. And he can do that in our lives as well. He told Samuel, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart," 1 Samuel 16:7. So friend, today we can trust him. He sees things that we don't. He sees beneath the surface of things that we cannot see. He sees the future. He sees the past. He sees the present. And again, he's looking at you with eyes of love. He is pulling for you, and he's pulling for me. And let's look to him and trust him and be comforted by the fact that he sees things that even 10 gobblers cannot. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you'll join us again next time here on the Rockdove Publication Quill.
You've been listening to the Rockdove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rockdove Publications podcast.